You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Kate McKay, the author of Living Sexy Fit and the upcoming Living Sexy Rich. Her books inspire others to achieve their highest potential in what she calls the four B's, biz, bucks, bod, and belief. Kate, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Man, good to have you as well. So how is self-love related to income?
Well, that's a great question. And interestingly enough, it's now a common conversation even in the business forum. So I'm writing currently now as a contributing writer for Entrepreneur Magazine. And one of the questions they ask that I'm actually writing about is, what's the link between our own sense of self-worth, male or female, and how it is directly tied into net worth? And whether we're talking about negotiating for a contract or whether we're trying to build solid strategic partnerships, being confident with who we are and how we show up in the world has a direct correlation to our money bottom line.
Interesting. And how do you develop a brand based on who you are, and how can you monetize what you are passionate about?
Well, that's also a great question. So we're talking about much of what I do, and I work with restorative clients and very high-level entrepreneurs and even some corporate clients. So I work with a diverse client base, but much of what we really start talking about in our conversation is really where your strengths are. And there's a wonderful business management tool that I use even with my children, and it's called StrengthsFinder 2.0. I'm sure many of the listeners have heard it. So it's a business management tool, but really what it does is help us define and really be clear on where we're strong, where our highest and greatest strengths are. So instead of shoring up our weaknesses, as many of us have been conditioned to do, why not highlight where we're strong and where we can make a contribution, whether we're talking about our relationships, our family structure, or in the business setting? So much of the personal and the professional carries over in this wonderful conversation of where we're strong and where we rock and roll.
How do you create strategic partnerships that are a win-win situation?
Well, that's a great question, too, and that's, I just wrote an article, so if anyone's interested, there is on Entrepreneur Magazine /authors/Kate McKay, there's two articles there, one on strategic partnerships and another one on negotiating for a win-win. So creating a strategic partnership, the most important thing is knowing what you want, particularly for women. Knowing what you want and how you envision this conversation or this relationship ending up is a really good vision to have. Oftentimes we don't know, and conversations begin with, particularly as entrepreneurs, and much of my work as I built my multi-million dollar company was struggling through how to build really strong relationships around me of people that I can support and they can support. So strategic partnerships is about a mutual system, right? It's not, if I scratch your back, you scratch mine, how can we work together? So approaching that conversation in ways that are validating of both parties, and then really keeping it options open. There is no definite. It doesn't mean that you have to move into a relationship because someone recommended that person, but you were thinking it was something and it turns out not to be so. So be open to the conversation. And this is my favorite part. There is not a person that I meet that I, number one, maybe think, aha, I know someone that I can introduce this person to. Or number two, maybe this isn't a service I need now, but maybe some point I will. So it's about building your community and really defining your message by having really powerful conversations with other people that are like-minded.
Today we're joined by Kate McKay, the author of Living Sexy Fit and the upcoming Living Sexy Rich here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kate, how do you negotiate with finesse, style, and success? This is something the listeners should catch hold on.
You know what's so interesting is I actually wrote that article for Entrepreneur Magazine from a woman's perspective. And what they did is they chose to gender neutralize it, which I was completely thrilled about. And this is why. The bottom line is men and women oftentimes communicate differently. And women in general are afraid of the whole word even to negotiate. And what I learned in developing my company was that the art of negotiation is really open-ended. It's a powerful place to understand other people's values and be able to communicate your own. It's a place where you can be action-based in how you grow your company or even increase your relationship with your children. I mean, certainly I'm a single mom of three teenagers, so much of my negotiating strategy that I learned in business, I can apply to having strong relationships with my children. That is just the truth. So from a communication standpoint, much of the new way of negotiating that's in the professional, even in the professional context, are more communal based. Now, generally, that's how women communicate. We communicate from the we, and men generally communicate from the I. I'm stereotyping at some level, but this is really truly a conversation that's been studied, particularly in that book, and any of the listeners I'm sure have heard of it, called Lean In, a wonderful, wonderful book by Sheryl Sandberg. So what we can do is coming into a conversation, our number one goal potentially is to raise our corporate profits, our company profits, and to also have happy employees, potentially, if we're coming into a business conversation. So being able to understand what the value is, what is our mission, what is our value of our company, and coming from this is what I know that is important to the company, and what I bring to the table is. So it's really coming from much more of the place of the we versus the I, so that you can share the common thread and the common commitment that the company is after.
Lastly, how can women balance their career with motherhood? And are there any special rules for women as entrepreneurs?
Well, balance, that wonderful word balance that I think is an illusion in all honesty. So listen, this is the bottom line. If you're operating from your passion, which as an entrepreneur, if you're not, you may want to go revisit a J-O-B job or reboot in much of what I do, even in with my coaching clients, is determining, start off, is entrepreneurship right for you? It's not right for everybody. Right? But what works really great for women in particular is the flexibility that entrepreneurship provides. Certainly for me, I'm a committed stay-at-home mom and built that multi-million dollar company in that role. In addition, there's another book that I contributed in last month that received a bestseller status in one day called Motherhood Dreams and Success. And the bottom line is it is possible. We have to start with the possibility and understand we are going to be tired, but I am working and living in my passion, coaching and inspiring and speaking people to live in that. So it's as long as you're fired up and you're passionate about what you do, the mustard seed of faith, believing it's possible, and it goes for men and women, being passionate and being committed to what you love, and the rest just sort of follow suit somehow, some way, with a little divine intervention.
Most definitely. Really good to have you, Kate. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about you, your books, and how they can be in contact online?
Thank you so much. So my website for a free newsletter and also a free ebook, The Secret Psychology of Wealth, 5 Keys to Unlocking Your Money Code. You can get that by signing up on my website at Kate, K-A-T-E, dash McKay, mckay.com. And also on Amazon.com, both of my books are listed, and you can certainly find me there at Amazon.com/authors/Kate McKay.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final bonus tip for the listeners today?
Number one, I have to say, Living Sexy Fit or the Living Sexy Movement is about committing yourself to your passion, committing yourself that you are here for a unique opportunity and to go all in and surround yourself with people that will support you to live in that vision.
Well, Kate, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today briefly on Enterprise Radio, and have yourself a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much. It was my honor.
It was mine as well. We've been speaking with Kate McKay, the author of Living Sexy Fit and the upcoming Living Sexy Rich. Her books inspire others to achieve their highest potential in what she calls the 4 B's, biz, bucks, body, and belief. And once again, the website of contact. And for information, it's kate-mckay.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.